This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
627, Chris Lopresti, good morning.
Hi, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Lot to get to with both baseball locals. Let's start with the Mets here and kind of a carbon copy of Monday night to an extent.
One. Olsen drills one. Right field, way back into the chop house and beyond. Under the top of the roof, over the chop house in right field. Matt Olson with a stunning two-run homer.
Wayne Randazzo.
I felt bad for Alvarez.
RJ Alvarez pitching in his first big league game since 2015 when he had a 9.9 ERA with the A's.
I also thought, watching this game, it's the first time I've seen Buck Showalter look visibly agitated and ticked off.
Should be.
We had to take his starter out after two innings for second consecutive night.
I know, but it was like there was the one pitch Alvarez made that was off the plate, and he's like, where's that? Away? Where is that? And it was clearly, like, on the replay, it was away.
Yeah.
But he just looked, oh.
I don't know if I've seen a ball hit harder than
no, I agree. What was that exit velo, Sal?
Oh, dude. He teed
into
off
the chop house
thing.
Above it, almost off those windows up there.
And watching it, it's like, okay, well, what do you expect? This guy shouldn't be in the majors.
Right.
Like, how does it even happen? How do you get to the point where you're the Mets, one of the best teams in baseball, and you get a guy in RJ Alvarez, all due respect. He hasn't been in the major leagues in, as you said, since
2015.
Yeah, he hasn't been in the major leagues since 2015.
Right.
And even when he was in the majors in 2015,
terrible.
He shouldn't have been in the majors.
Yeah.
How do you have him pitching, period? Like, he shouldn't be on the roster. He shouldn't be in the organization. And yet he's in a game against the Braves, no less.
In the third inning.
What'd you think was going to happen? And for the record, that's not why they lost the game. But still, what'd you think was going to happen?
They got called up because they needed an arm after they used the bullpen Monday night when Carrasco went. And he's there for mop-up duty.
Would have been better if they had a good arm. That was not mop-up duty last night.
No, but I'm saying he's there in case of, hey, they need a long man because they don't want to blow their other arms. And
no, they need a good long man.
Walker gets hurt and they have to do it again.
Right,
that's why.
Trevor Williams got to pitch the doubleheader. Now he's got to start.
He had that one inning. But base it. I was like, oh my God, I felt bad for the guy. What was it, Contreras? He had like the little half swing. He like waved at the ball, line driving to left. And poor guy, get someone out, will you? Oh, it's terrible.
He can. He pitched 20 innings for the A's in 2015. 9.9 ERA.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Shouldn't be laughing.
Not great.
Nine. Catch a niner in there?
Yeah.
So anyway, the Braves end up shutting out the Mets. 5-0. 3 singles and a couple of walks offensively on the night for the Mets. That was it as Charlie Morton went 6 2/3 and struck out 12 in one of his best performances of the season. But the focus for the Mets is on the injuries right now. So you've got the back spasms for Walker. He and Carrasco leaving after just 2 innings on consecutive nights. And there is some concern for Buck Showalter.
Sure there is. Sometimes when you have to take a pitcher out of the game. Yep. Of course there is. But he's had some summer things that resolved fairly quickly. I hope that's the case.
Talking about Walker there, MRI on the way for him. He took a wait and see approach afterwards.
Honestly, I'm not sure. You know, never had anything like this before.
Oh.
Training staff's not very concerned, too concerned about it.
And
I'm with you guys. I heard you this morning, and I couldn't agree with you more, and I've said this before. And I know you want to say it's the muscle and all that. Not all these guys are jacked. You got guys playing beer league softball every single Saturday and Sunday morning. They're running. Well, some get guest runners, I suppose.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, I feel like they're made of glass, these guys.
And you see, right, you could kind of see him almost right away. It's like, you can see
the
discomfort as he's covering first base.
Like,
dude, you ran from the mound to first base.
Right, that's the point.
Here's what bothers me about it. And look, if you're hurt, I get it. I don't want to make it like, oh, you're hurt, get out there. I don't care if you got to play on a broken leg. Taijuan Walker was needed desperately yesterday by his team. If he's not seriously hurt, and look, back spasms,
back spasms are not fun.
Suck it up. Get some kind of shot. There's got to be some kind of resolution. Or at least I want to see him say, you know what? let me go out there and see if I can take the mound in the third inning, tough this out and get through it. I get you want to be, you know, precautionary and all this stuff. I have a hard time thinking you're coming out of a game against the Braves after Carrasco left with a legitimate injury with a strained oblique the night before and went two innings. You're needed. You think David Cone or John Smoltz is coming out of that game? I hate to go back here, but like, probably not. These guys are going to pitch through that stuff and try to figure out. Ron Darling, is he coming out of that game? He's going to say, I got to figure out a way to get some outs here and at least save the bullpen, help my team against this ball club get through four innings. Back spasms, you're leaving the game after two innings.
I will tell you, going back to Carrasco, the one, I think it was Mike Puma that tweeted, so if he hits 170 innings, he has an automatic vesting option that kicks in for $14 million next season. He's at 126 innings now and now going to miss what? Four or five weeks?
3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. So you know, at least he might not get there anymore.
Well,
so
I think Carrasco is legitimately hurt. I
mean, no, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And I'm not saying Walker, like, I'm not in his body. I just, come on, man.
I will tell you, if someone has back problems,
he's a professional athlete.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't understand how this happens to these guys. Again, if you've got a back injury, you go pitch. It's hard to throw the ball, let alone pitch at that level.
I
just don't understand how this happens to so many of these guys.
Are back spasms an issue? And by the way, like, nobody even knew that he was hurt. Like,
I know the covering first ended the inning. It looked like he was a little uncomfortable there. Maybe right. You don't say, and oh my God, back, that's back spasms.
I was listening to one on the radio and they said how he did say, and I didn't think anything of it at the time, but he did look like, you know, he walked
laboring
off a little
gingerly.
Yeah. Right? I just thought he was walking off that, which is fine, but I don't know. Look, Walker's been a guy who he's been good for the most part since he's been here, but he's
had injury things pop up. He's got to leave starts early. It's happened numerous times now. Yes.
Yeah. You think Max Scherzer's coming? And look, I know Scherzer, if he's not 100% healthy, but if you know your body. I have a hard time thinking these guys, knowing their team needs them, if they're trying to stick it through for back spasms.
You know who wouldn't come out? Jacob DeGrom. Just kidding.
Now, in this particular case, you know, we're poking holes at this Alvarez guy.
You're going to get me in trouble.
It didn't matter because they didn't score.
Right.
So,
that's what I'm saying. It's not his fault.
Nagosek was just as bad.
But I mean, the guys, it's not like they burned, you know, Lugo and Ottavino and Diaz last night. You pitch guys that you don't really care about, and the offense didn't do anything. So, from that standpoint, they should be in good shape for the next three games because you got Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett. Now, what do they do over the weekend? Now
you Lugo did pitch, though, last night. Didn't burn him, but he did pitch.
Right, I'm talking about.
Well, Scherzer should go eight
tonight. I'm talking about extensive usage where they're going to not be available. Well, with Lugo, he usually needs a day or two.
Tonight's the A game. Scherzer to Diaz. End of story.
Now, what do you think happens on the weekend? So you can give me David Peterson, you can give me Trevor Williams, but they've got the doubleheader Saturday.
Well, both those guys are going to pitch the doubleheader Saturday.
Okay, then who pitches Sunday?
Right, to be determined.
That's what
TBD.
I mean. So you take two guys out of the rotation. You say, okay, Peterson and Williams.
Well, when's Walker's day? Is that would it be Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
I think Walker's going to pitch Sunday.
You think he'll be okay?
Yeah, which would bother me even more so. He better miss a start
now. No, because that can calm down.
You want him to miss a start now?
No, I'm just saying.
Back spasms can calm down for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I expect that him
would
to make
be
that
huge
start.
If he takes that start. Well, you know, after the game, they don't seem concerned, but I've never dealt with it before. I don't know, man.
Walker's going to make that start.
That would be good.
I will tell you, if it's something that he's never felt before, it can be jarring. I remember the first time I had the first time it hit me, it's like, what the hell's going on back? It's surprising.
All right, so you've also got the lingering issue for Eduardo Escobar, which we discussed yesterday. So the Mets started 31-year-old Devin Marrero at third base last night, but that's not going to last because Brett Beatty is on the way and is expected to be there in time for tonight's game, most likely make his Major League debut after his brief stop at AAA. So you've got Scherzer and Jake Odorizzi tonight, another 7:20 start in Game 3 of 4. By the way, the Braves locking up another young player as Michael Harris gets an 8-year, $72 million extension, plus two team options for 2030 and 2031. So,
would you take that deal if you're him?
Sure.
Well, it's like, what was the deal again?
8 years, $72
million. I saw it could be $100 million.
You're basically locking yourself up and giving yourself security. How old is he? 21.
21.
Yeah, I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Well, but it's like the kid in Tampa.
He could be leaving $200 million on the table.
Be that as it may,
and he could twist his ankle tomorrow.
Yeah, anything could happen between now and then.
So that's
a long way to free agency and arbitration. Well, it also depends on his family situation. I don't know where, you know, what's his background. It's what? So that's $72 million guaranteed.
What was
right
the
there.
Deal the Rays guy? I forget the kid's name, the shortstop, who's tremendous.
Yeah.
They signed him to
Juan, yeah.
That's who you're talking about. Yeah. I'm trying to think
so
what
I
his
get,
deal
so
was.
I get your point, but as we know, it's a long way to get to.
I
free
get
agency
it.
Arbitration.
I get it. I'm just saying, you know.
So Franco signed 11 years, 182.
Yeah.
182 is a little different than 78.
Now this comes back. Okay, yes. $78 million, though.
When what if they said 60? Where's your line?
Oh, I'm sure that was part of the negotiation.
$50 million. Like, oh, $50 million bucks guaranteed.
Okay, he got $78 million. Now this will come back to the judge conversation. You know, judge turned down, what was the number?
213 something.
Okay. And if he tears his quad today.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
That's the whole idea.
I think I'd be more in line with judges.
This
thinking.
Money is so
well, judge
absurd,
is different because he's a couple months away from free agency. This kid has played less than 100 games in the major leagues.
He's not going to get any money.
You can make the case, too. The Braves are taking a big chance by guaranteeing him this money if he turns out to be nothing.
Sal, for the next 4 years, before he gets to arbitration, he's making
nothing.
$500,000.
Right.
Which I know, in everyday life, is nothing to sniff at.
So he'd be making $500,000 for 4 years.
Whatever the number
right,
is.
All right, but whatever the minimum. Before
he gets to arbitration. Let's say it's 3 years.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, 3-4 years service time.
All right, so he's got to, let's put personally, he's got to suck it up and make what? $500,000 a year, maybe $700,000 a year.
As opposed to $7 million.
Right, for 3 years, then hit arbitration.
Or is it more than that? It's more than that.
I don't know what the year,
first of all, I think the system is broken in baseball.
Well, yeah.
Clearly.
That's the conversation.
And then I think it's a fascinating conversation. If Scott Boris is representing him, you think he says, oh, yeah, let's take the $78 million. He's like, what, are you out of your mind?
I don't know.
I'll give you a few million bucks for the next few years. You wait till you hit free agency or go to arbitration.
It's a long way.
So it is a long ways away.
So you
and a lot can happen.
I get it.
At 21?
Yeah. And they've locked up, their core is locked up for
like,
years.
He'll be 29 years old,
what
ready to
Jason
hit the free
Hayward
agent
get?
Market.
That's, Jerry just hit the key point.
What?
Yes. He still will get to free agency in the prime
at 29.
Of his career. Or even if they pick up the team options, you know, 30, 31.
Matter of fact,
much
the more we talk
else,
about it, I applaud the Braves for giving it to him.
Well, the Braves, I'm not blaming them. The Braves are locking these guys up on the cheap.
No, but Jerry's...
But it's not, though.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to give him anything for the next 3 years.
And
literally
it's not the
nothing.
NFL where you can get out of, you know, it is what it is. You're going to pay him one way or the other. You could pay him to go away.
Right.
Have we not seen assignment. Kids come up, play well for a couple of months, and then fall off the
table?
Look at the Aaron Hicks contract
that
we talked about yesterday.
Too. That wasn't a very lucrative one. I mean, relatively speaking to a player of his caliber, especially when you see what Franco got,
and then
Tatis
then he tore
got.
His knee up.
Oh, no, I get it, but he's still a great player. And at the time, I was like, what? He's taking that? I mean, what was that, $80 million?
8 years, $100 million.
$100 million, okay. 8 years, $100 million bucks for Acuna. That is a bargain.
And how old is he? He can't be much more than what? 25?
That is a bargain for the Braves.
He is.
I mean, I guess
he'll be 25 in December.
It's smart locking these guys up.
And again, he'll hit free agency at 30, 31.
Austin Riley just got the 10-year deal. Obviously, they traded for and signed Mettles.
I don't know how you have someone puts that in front of you at that age and you say, I'm good. Yeah. I'll take the $500,000.
When you're that far away from free agency.
He just got here. He was in AA at the beginning of the year.
Right. Making probably like $2,000 a month.
He's played in like 75
right,
big
think about
games.
That. Right? Was it $2,000 a month, $1,500 a month?
But there's two perspectives from the organizational standpoint. Okay, would you do that? Gamble and lock him up. You know, I know it's a little different with Aaron Hicks, but like that type of
yeah.
Deal.
No, I'm not trying to compare right. them as far as what they were, you know, prospect or upside wise.
Right, but so the organization is taking a risk. Hey, we believe in this player is going to be this good. We think this would be a good value. Let's lock him up long term. And then the player's perspective. You know, I'm getting this guaranteed money versus.
So we did this with Liv Golf yesterday. Right. I'll do it to you again. You're making $40,000 a year working in the overnight.
Right.
If things go well, and you can't make any more than that, and you can't make any more than that for the next 3 years, that's the max you can make.
Of the 40,000, you're saying?
That's the max you can make based on the broadcast rules, which we're making up.
Right.
I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to say, you know what? I'll give you, he made a
same
lot more
company.
Than five times, right? So he was making 500,000, he was making like 20 times that.
Again, I'll look up
I will give you $400,000 a year starting now. go work in the afternoon for the next 9 years.
Goodbye.
But there's a yes, but there's a chance that if you continue to kill it, you could make a lot more in four years, but you're going to have to bite the bullet for 4 years, or you can sign up right now for that kind of money. Yeah. And it's easy to sit here and criticize him. It's a fortune.
I'm not criticizing him at all. Criticizing is a little strong. I'm just questioning. I don't know, man. He could be leaving $150 million on the table. Who knows?
He's going to be a free agent at 29. He could make $500 million then.
They don't even have his number listed.
Did you
here
do
on the
Yankees?
Site that I use? I didn't.
But okay, they lost.
You asked 710,000, like Spencer Strider, you know, guys that are. That's it. Seems like the number. I did not do the Yankees. We started with the Mets, and then we went off.
So all right, so 700 over
700 grand.
Right.
I mean, again, I don't know if that's second.
Play one highlight.
Okay, here you go.
Now here is the 1-1 to a Rosarena. Swung on and hit high in the air to left field. Toward the line, that ball is gone.
Crushed.
A three-run home run for Randy Arozarena. And just like that, the Yankees, who cannot score, are down by three runs.
That's a good call.
And the Rays didn't score either, by the way.
No, they barely had any base runners
after
that.
And if the Yankees, if it wasn't for a bobbled ground ball, they might have gotten shut out for a third consecutive night.
Might be right. All right,
Clay
Chris.
Holmes back.
Yes,
probably headed to the IL.
Suck it up, right, Sal?
Yeah.
No, if he's hurt, he's hurt.
So there's reports this Oswaldo Cabrera, not Oswald Peraza, is apparently getting called up along with Esteban Florial. So we can get into that more as
next
we go
hour.
Yeah.
You got it. All right, Chris, thanks very much. 6:43, it is Sal and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.